There we go. So we have a similar story. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel article from Ellen Gabler is really the moment where we first realized in Arizona that the transit time, the time it takes the blood spots to get from the hospital to our state laboratory, were actually pretty poor. So we made a commitment right away to change the system and the way way that we get the blood spots in Arizona in terms of the sampling and transit. And I think one of the key factors that made this a successful collaboration was really the involvement of all of our stakeholders in Arizona, and that's a similar story that you just heard from our other presenters. That was really a key. And this was really, it turned out to be a real opportunity to work together with the Arizona Hospital Association on a true collaborative project. And those relationships have continued to grow after this project. I have no personal financial relationships and nothing to disclose in terms of these disclosures. So one of the reasons why I think we're often asked to present is because we started off in such poor shape in Arizona. You can see we had one of the worst track records with 17% of our samples getting to the state laboratory 5 or more days after collection. So that's just part of the story, but really the system as a whole was, we were focusing on other parts of newborn screening rather than how long it took the samples to get into our state laboratory. But the article really showed us that that we had a lot of room for improvement. And one of the key things for us was to establish a goal right away. So you can see this was the initial baseline data. That piece, you see that 4%, those were the samples that got there in greater than 5 days. 5 days at 9%, so you add those two up, you're looking at 13%. And you can see the rest of the pie chart. Not exactly stellar performance from Arizona's newborn screening system in terms of baseline. And so right away, after the article came out, I charged our public health laboratory and our whole preparedness part of the agency to figure out what it was that is going wrong and fix it. And one of the key things is really making sure, and Lisa, you talked about it, is rather than having a defensive attitude about it, just look at it as it currently is and just move forward without casting blame on staff. And that way you can move past all of the anxiety that comes with being singled out in a national report about being so bad. Let's just fix it instead of complaining about one thing or another on the methodology, or we have such a rural state, or those kinds of excuses. Once you start going down that road, you're not going down the road of quality performance improvement. So these were the four principles that we really used as we went through the process. And this took us about 6 months to really transform the entire process. So I set a goal actually in the airport in, where were we? North Carolina, weren't we? So we just had the discussion at the ASTHO meeting, and really all the health officers were there talking about this. And it wasn't on the agenda, by the way, because it was such a new issue that came up. We were just lucky that the article came out right as we were all gathering in North Carolina. And so I wanted to put together what's called a SMART objective. And some of you probably all know what that is. But in order to set a clear objective, you have to have what you're trying to achieve and by when. And so I can remember being on my cell phone talking to Ward Jacox, who runs our newborn screening program, and I said, how about let's set a goal. I asked him where we are right now, where are we relative to the other states, and I said, let's shoot for by July 1st of 2014, 95% of all of our samples within 3 days. And you know, sometimes you talk to people and it's just quiet on the other end of the line and you're like, you know that they're kind of freaking out, like they don't think they can meet the goal. We talked it through, and I said, Lord, we can do this. Let's just look at the system. The other states are able to do it. We should be able to do it too, because Iowa, was already doing far better than 95% by, within 3 days. So I knew we could do it, but it would just take some work to work through the system. So we just, and I'll go fast because I know that we want to have time for questions here in a little bit, but these are the steps that we've looked. It's just really the planning B, that those of you that are familiar with preparedness, identify the problem, identify the situation, analyze it, develop an action plan, look at those results, and repeat, because sometimes it takes more than one cycle to get it right. Here are the things that we identified as the problems in Arizona. Number one, and this was probably the biggest issue that we had, which is called excessive batching. In other words, we went hospital by hospital and said, what is the process that you're using? And over and over again, we found that hospitals were, the nurses were collecting the sample right away, and they were getting it down to either the laboratory or shipping, and then shipping would batch them. And so if they just had three babies today and two babies the next day, then maybe they'd hold those until they had 10 babies to send in. Well, if you wait that long, you've already burned through 3 days. So one of the things that, so that was a really key thing. And that resulted in the specimens not being shipped within 24 hours of collection. We had issues with some satellite hospitals where we had to work through processes with the satellite birthing hospitals. The courier services didn't happen on holidays or even on Saturdays originally. And so this was the courier service, that was on us. That was not on the hospitals. But really, if the hospitals aren't sending it in on time, that is on us too, because it's all part of the system. We didn't have any performance reports. In other words, we weren't holding the hospitals accountable for getting the samples to us in a timely manner. And their internal procedures were inconsistent and sometimes person dependent. So they didn't have a system for getting the blood spots out. They had someone who knows what they're supposed to do. Well, that's not a policy procedure. That's a person dependent procedure. And that's an ineffective way to have, because when that person goes, then no one knows what to do. The contract we had with our courier service had limitations as well. So we had to do a procurement to get a new courier service, and that was part of the change that we made. So these are the things that we did in the first part of 2014. Worked with the Arizona Hospital and Healthcare Association. We went with them right away. We explained the problem. They were not defensive either. But we did say to them, one of the things that we're going to work on as part of this is a transit time webpage. And we want to make sure that everybody's transit time is posted up on our website so that we can build transparency into the system. I've worked in public health a long time. And one of the things that I've learned is that transparency improves the performance of just about any system that you can think of. And this is no exception. And so one of the first questions the Hospital Association asked us was really about this. Well, you're not going to put our members on the webpage, are you? And we said, yeah, we are. Well, but they're not all equal. And we worked with them on that because there's some big hospitals and some medium hospitals and some smaller hospitals like critical access hospitals. So we grouped the hospitals on our webpage into those three categories so that they could feel like they were being compared with true peers. And that is true. You have a big giant hospital being compared to a critical access hospital with 10 beds. I mean, it is a different kind of situation. So we put them in peer groups. We did site visits and went out and visited them that way. We developed a curriculum for the staff. I would describe what we did with the hospitals as really a technical assistance combined with regulatory oversight. So we used both the carrot and the stick method. We used the technical assistance to get out there. We used the transparency to hold them accountable to their peers and get that information out to the public. And then we also used our licensing division. So we licensed the hospitals as well. And so we made letters go out from not just public health, but from licensure letterhead. And that got that tends to get the attention of CEOs, et cetera, because it's coming from the regulatory component of the agency. So it was really combining the technical assistance with clear information from the licensing side of the house about what the expectations are in terms of turnaround time, which we had already had as part of our administrative code, but something that we hadn't been enforcing. This is just what the website looks like. You can go to it. Actually, I left the agency, so I'm not the agency director anymore, but I was glad to see when I went to the website that they're still keeping it up. The transit times are still being posted up on the website, and the training materials, et cetera, are all up on that website as well. This is just an example. Remember I said we broke the hospitals into different levels. This is the level two average transit time, so you can see these are just the different hospitals and areas. So you can see most of them are, the baby's born, we're getting the sample within one day. There are a handful in this case, and I don't know what, this is from August of 2014, you can see at the bottom. Hopefully Mercy Gilbert has improved their performance since then. But it's all up there on the website for everybody to see by classification. This is the initial screens within 3 days. You can see that the vast majority of the hospitals are getting their samples into us within 3 days. This is, again, data from August of 2014. But this shows you one of our hospitals, Banner Casa Grande. As this is all 2014 data, you can see we are up from 50%. Well, at the beginning, it was 20% on baseline. But by August, we were up to 100%. And that was as a result of those interventions that I talked about, the courier service, the site visits, working on the batching, and then the systems improvements that we did within our state laboratory. April 2014, we did these interventions. I know we're coming up at the end, and I want to leave time for questions, so I'll accelerate my presentation a little bit. We're continuing to do website maintenance, working with our hospitals, reinforcement, ongoing data analysis is going to be really important for this, so that we maintain our performance in terms of the improvements that we've met in terms of turnaround. And so we blew away our goal, right? Because remember that initial goal that I had was 95% of our samples within 3 days, but by July 1st of 2014, just really 7 months after we started, we were getting 99% of our blood spot initial screens to our state laboratory within 1 day, not 3 days. So shows you what you can do if you really bring your stakeholders together and do a clear assessment of what's actually causing the problem. And then the final thing that we did is we invited all the hospitals down to the health department, and we made these little plaques. That's a certificate of achievement. We made them, we framed them and everything, so that it would be, they could hang it in the waiting room if that's what they wanted to do. There's a little picture of a blood spot in that circle that you see. And all the hospitals came down. They had sent representatives. We took pictures. We put it up on our website, because we wanted to reward the hospitals that had met our objectives and were part of our, so this was the award ceremony day that we had in our state laboratory. This is the team that did the lean analysis. And by the way, some of the folks that you see in this picture are people that are unrelated to the laboratory. I wanted to bring outside people like Cecilia Neighbors, the person sort of in the middle in the back, people that are totally familiar with processes and good at processes, but aren't part of the laboratory system, because you can get into groupthink sometimes. If you bring people that are already working in detail in newborn screening, so that you can have somebody from the outside asking questions.